The next coach on the teleconference is Penn State's James Franklin. Penn State visits Iowa on Saturday, a 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
No, sorry, guys. I was on their line, but I could hear you guys. You couldn't hear me, but we'll go right to questions.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. And your first question is from Leo Haggerty at Sports Magazine.
Good afternoon, Coach.
Hey, how are you?
Coach, thanks for asking. We survived Irma down here and trying to get back to normal. In your opinion, is it time right now to get to conference play for your guys?
Yeah. I think, you know, obviously you have the non-conference and then you get into the conference play. And, you know, I think obviously there's an excitement about that. We're going to go play at Iowa and be the first time for us going there, you know, under you know, my time here. But for us, we try not to take it that way. We try not to approach it that way. You know, each week is the most important game on our schedule because it's the next game on our schedule, and we don't approach conference games any different than we approach non-conference games. Just kind of have a standard of how we practice and a standard of how we prepare. And, you know, that formula has been pretty good to us. So, you know, for us, it won't change a whole lot.
Coach, last question, and thank you for your time. Coach Ferentz, he's not going to surprise you. They're going to try to run the football down your throat. He's been doing that for years out there. How do you propose to stop that?
Well, you know, I think it's magnified because he's one of the better O-line coaches in the country. He's been respected for as long as I can remember. He's run one of the most consistent programs there, one of the most respected programs. And, you know, you're exactly right. You know, they're going to have a few little wrinkles, but they are who they are. They're going to be fundamentally sound. They're going to be blue-collar. They're going to be hard-nosed. They're going to play that way on defense. They're going to play that way on offense. I think the back is really talented. You know, you watch their game last year, the week after our game, and they beat Michigan at home. You look at their record in their home stadium against, you know, top 10 opponents, it's pretty darn good. So, you know, we got a tremendous challenge, and you're right. You know, one of our biggest challenges is going to be trying to stop, you know, their running game.
Good luck Saturday in Iowa City, Coach.
Thank you, sir.
Your next question is from Dan Murphy, ESPN.
Hey, James, how you doing?
Good, Dan. How are you?
Good. Question about Saquon in the passing game. Why has he had so much success here in the past few weeks, catching the ball on those long TD runs there? And what does that do for the rest of the offense when you've got that part working well?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, you know, we got to do a better job of blocking between the tackles. You know, we didn't have one of our starting guards last week, and I think that's part of it. I think the other part of it is we knew going into the season that we were going to have multiple ways of getting him the ball because, let's be honest, every defensive coordinator is going into each week saying, you know, we got to do whatever we can to limit the impact Saquon Barkley has in the game, specifically in the run game. So, you know, you look at you know, what people are doing against us. You know, they're overloading the box. They're, you know, running linebackers through gaps. You know, they're trying to do as much as they possibly can to limit the impact that he's going to have. And with that, we're able to take advantage of him in the passing game, you know, as we continue to grow our running game, especially between the tackles.
Perfect. Thanks.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Bill Bender, Sporting News.
Coach, good afternoon. Dan kind of took my question, but to build on that a little bit, with what he can provide in the receiving game, talking about Saquon, you know, how's that going to help his stock, you know, moving on to the next level?
Well, as you can imagine, we're not real concerned about that. You know, I think he's got a lot of tools in his tool belt, and he's been able to show all those things over the last 5 years. You're talking about a 5'11", 230-pound back that can run for power, that can run with speed, can make you miss. You know, he's returning kicks for us this year and has had a big impact there. He's, you know, obviously been, you know, last week he broke the all-time receiving record at Penn State for a running back. So that's not just this year. He's been doing it his whole career. But, you know, Saquon's really just focused on, you know, doing whatever he possibly can to help our team win. And, you know, we'll worry about those other things after that.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Jeremiah Davis, Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Hey, Coach. I was just curious.
Hey, Jeremiah.
The matchup,
how are you?
Good. The matchup of the two running backs in this game is pretty high profile. Just curious, first question, can you remember other matchups like this where either a running back you were coaching was going against another really high profile, really talented running back? And then the second part of that is how special, you know, are these two guys specifically?
Yeah, I mean, I think that happens a lot in our conference. I mean, there's a lot of really good running backs. You know, when we play Ohio State, when we play Michigan, when we play Michigan State, when we play Iowa, and we play, you know, I can go on and on, Maryland. You know, I think this happens, you know, fairly often in a conference like the Big Ten. When you're playing big-time football, most people are going to have a big-time back that you're going to have to deal with. So, I've been dealing with this since being in the Big Ten. I dealt with this when I was a head coach in the SEC. This is somewhat common more than it's uncommon.
And then with that, what's it going to take to, you know, with these guys having such a similar style defensively, how do you stop Akram, you know, or try to contain him after what he did to Michigan last year and what he's done to other teams as well?
Well, I think it starts up front. You know, I think it's, you know, this is an old school, you know, contest, blue collar, hard nosed, two programs that really pride themselves on that. And, you know, from the beginning of time until now, the game of football has been about up front. You know, if your O line can impose your will on their D line, then you got a chance to be successful on offense. On defense, if your defense can be disruptive and penetrate, then, you know, you're gonna make it difficult for them to run the ball on you. You know, and then obviously getting guys that are going to be able to consistently block, tackle in space is also something that's going to be really important as well. You know, and they've got two guys that obviously show that they can make people miss and make big plays.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate your time.